everything in Syria has been aggravated. And what is the most worrisome aspect is the escalation of the initiatives by the government, many times affecting the civilian population from one side. And the other side, the flow of arms to groups that in the very beginning of the manifestations were not present.
The Syrian authorities did not allow you into the country. How were you able to gather your information?
Yeah, of course, the fact that we are not allowed to enter, this doesn't mean that we are not able to prepare a report. We had Skype conference with people inside, telephone conference, satellite images, videos, in hundreds of videos. Some are public, others are not in the public circulation. And we have interviewed the factors and Syrians outside Syria. And all the large information that the international agencies have about Syria, then I think that we are able to collect a very important number of information. Of course, we regret that the government didn't allow us to visit the country, because this will be a possibility of the country to have its own voice reflected in the report.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and also the Secretary General have both said it's likely that crimes against humanity have occurred in Syria. Did you get any evidence of this?
Yes, it's precisely the report is the collection of evidence supporting the existence of crimes against humanity. For instance, military operations against the civilian population, abductions, enforced disappearances. In many parts of the country, you have the same method of operation of the armed forces or the security forces. We indicated places where torture during detention is practiced. We have indicated how children are being affected by the conflict. But we also pointed some human rights violations practiced by the armed groups and by members of the called Free Syrian Army.
I also understand the Commission has deposited a document with the Human Rights Office listing people on both sides of the issue as being, I guess, responsible for some of these actions. Can you tell us about that, and what is the purpose of this list?
The purpose of this list, first, it was something requested by the Human Rights Council. Secondly, we have not published the names of these units because we are not a criminal investigative body or a tribunal. And third, the High Commissioner will keep these listings, and in the future, the Syrian society, the Syrian government, or international instance will deal with a criminal investigation about this information.
How do you think the report by your Commission of Inquiry will help in resolving the crisis in Syria?
I think that the member state will not be able to allege that they don't know what is happening in Syria. I think that the report gives what happens behind the videos that every day we are seeing on television and the internet, the hardship, the sufferings of the population. And it's very important that the international community urgently comes with concrete proposals to overcome this situation. And the Commission is very adamant, very clear, saying that the only solution for the crisis is a negotiated settlement between the government, the opposition, and the armed groups. There is no other way.